So we're holding by Melachim Beis, we're at Perek Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Hey. This year we started as Eschusi Lenishmas Yecheskel Shraga Ben Avram Yehuda, which will be Eschusi Lenishmas Moshe Ben Daniel, Chaim Elazar Ben Shimshon Aryeh, as well as Eschus for Fushlema V'chayim Moshe Yeshua Ben Malka Chaim Deh Ben Min Rachel, and Chanaliyah Bas Shein Deh Rachel. It shall be Eschus for all those in Amakam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael. So we saw previously that the Isha Shunamis begs Elisha to go and revive her child. Elisha goes after Gehazi is not successful. We saw last time he closes the door of the house, he lays down on top of the child, and he davens. So Pasuk Lamed Hey, Vayoshav, he gets off of the boy, Vayelech Babayas Achaseina Vachaseina. And he goes through the house, he paces back and forth in the house. Vayal, Vayigar Alav, he once again gets on top of the boy. Vayizara Nara Cheva Pamim, the boy sneezes 7 times, Vayivka Chanar Asenov, and then the boy miraculously opens his eyes, and he is revived. So Rabak says that after Elisha warmed the body of the boy with his own warmth, he gets off to daven that the boy should be revived. And in his intense kavana, in his intense tefillah, he walks back and forth. When he lays down on the bed again and stretches himself over the boy, suddenly the boy came back to life. The Barbanel says that Elisha lay on top of the boy to warm him and symbolically to infuse from his own neshama part of his neshama into the boy, symbolically. And as we saw before, this was also to conceal the nais, that it should look like he was resuscitating the boy, sort of mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, that he was giving the boy breath to bring the boy out of a coma or out of a state of unconsciousness, but not that he was actually reviving the boy. The sneeze indicated that the body of the child was receptive now to receive life. Now, there's a machloikis in who in terms of the sneezing. Pashup shot is it means that the boy sneezed 7 times. The Rabak says, no, the boy sneezed once. 7 times refers to Elisha's process. 7 times he davened and lay on top of the boy. He went through that process 7 times. When the boy finally sneezed, it was only a sneeze once, and then the boy came back to life. We see that Elisha davens with the same Mesiris Nefesh and Kavana like his Rebbe had done with the Isha Tsarfas, the child of the Isha Tsarfas that Elisha had revived. Where did this feeling come from? It came from a feeling of Akar Satoiv, that Elisha felt that he wanted to show Akar Satoiv to this woman. Even though the woman had benefited from being honored by having a guest as honorable as Elisha, as chashav as Elisha, stay by her. But still, Elisha felt this tremendous Akar Satoiv, and it motivated Elisha that he wouldn't stop. When he found out that the boy had died, he wouldn't stop, he wouldn't rest until the boy was revived. He felt that he has to repay the good that this woman had done for him. Sichas Moser points out a similar idea based on a medrash in Shmais, that when a person recognizes the good that was done for them, that's able to elevate them beyond their natural capability. Meaning that if you feel, I have to pay this person back, and there's no two ways about it, I have to do everything, I'll leave no stone unturned, suddenly you'll find extra koyach, extra ability, extra capability that you didn't have before. And the Kli Yakar says that we see the same midah by the Isha Shunamis, because when we'll see in the next pasuk that when she hears that her son is alive, she falls in front of the Navi in thanks and takes her son and left. She is also similarly overwhelmed with Akar Satoiv, feelings of Akar Satoiv towards Elisha. The Sfasema says on the end of this pasuk that says, Vayivka Chanaris Enov, that the Nar opened his eyes, that it means more than just that he was able to see what was in front of him, but that Elisha caused him to have eyes that were open wide, that he was able to see what others could not, meaning that he eventually reached a level of Nevuah, that he had some piece of Elisha inside of him that caused him, that awakened within him, this capability of Nevuah. As we said previously from the Zayar, that the Zayar says this boy grew up to be Chavaka Kanavi. So Pasuk Lamed Vav, Vayikra El Gehazi, so Elisha calls Gehazi, Vayoymer, and he says, Kroy El Shunamis Hazois, summon the Shunamis woman, Vayikra Eha, he summoned her, Vatavayei Lav, she came to Elisha, Vayoymer, and Elisha said, Tzivanech, pick up your son, here he is, he's alive. So the Kli Yakar says he didn't send the boy with Gehazi because he knew that the Isha Shunamis did not trust him, disliked him, and had a very good reason for doing so. And the article brings down from Reb Wolf that he didn't tell the boy to run to his mother because he was afraid that she wouldn't be able to handle it. She would be caught by surprise and she would be shocked and frightened by her child who moments ago was dead is now suddenly coming and approaching her. So Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Vatavai, she comes, Vatipol al Raglov, and she falls at Elisha's feet once again, but this time Vatishtachu Arza, she bows down to the ground here in a show of gratitude. Vatisa has been on, she picks up her son Vatetse, and she left. So she was speechless. She couldn't properly express in words her feelings. So by bowing to the ground, she shows Elisha the gratitude that she has to the Navi, as well as to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who enabled the Navi to be able to perform this miracle. There's a fascinating Zohar that's brought by the Malbim and others. The Zohar says that the child died because a regular child receives a portion from his father and a portion from his mother. This child, his parents, were both unable to have children, and Elisha only gave a bracha to the mother that at chayvek espein, that he gave her the ability to have children, meaning that this child only received a chelek from his mother, but he was completely missing a chelek from his father. Because he did not have his koyach ha'av, he did not have the ability to be a viable boy, a viable person. And so even though the child was born, but because the child was lacking in this chelek, the child was not able to grow up and survive. So you'll ask me, how could a child be born if you don't have the chromosomes, the X chromosome from your mother, and in the case of a boy, the Y chromosome from your father? How could the child be a boy if he was missing the Y chromosome? I can't answer you. Remember, the whole child to begin with was born through a nace. So miraculously, this child maybe only had an X chromosome from his mother, and somehow he was able to be born. So therefore, the boy died. The boy was not viable. When Elisha comes and Elisha lays on the boy and Elisha puts his mouth to his mouth, Elisha imbues in the boy the koyach of a man, a koyach of a zachar, that now he had sort of a ruach chadash, a new spirit, and that spirit now was able to be viable. And that's what Elisha gave the child, and that's why now when the child came back to life, the child was able to survive. That's the fascinating Zohar. So the Ben Ish Chai says that it's hinted at in our Pasuk where Elisha says to the mother, Si'i Benech. Si'i, the word Si'i is the same Lashon as Ish, a man, meaning that Elisha was hinting at the mother that now your child will be able to survive because your child now has the characteristics and is imbued with the missing chelek of a zachar. Till now, he only had the chelek of an akeva. Now he has the chelek of a zachar. Now he'll be able to be a viable child, and you don't have to worry about him passing away in a future date before his time.